sucker for you. Yeah. 8:39 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 78 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you're listening to us on FM 100.1, your home for news talk and sports. How about AM 1340? As that's the OG, the original, and on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and take us on the go.
And, of course, we want to welcome in those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live.
Brian Jones from Rock Hill PRT joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. He's a supervisor for the Rock Hill Park. Excuse me. I'm going to give you a new title.
It's a long title.
You're also a supervisor within Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism.
No. I don't want to do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We've given out so many titles on this show, Brian. It's okay.
That's fine.
All right. You're a supervisor for the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center.
Yes, sir.
And that is a happening place any time of the year, especially right now. So tell us a little bit about this basketball tournament, game, championships. What's the right words to use?
Yeah, it's a tournament, but okay. It leads to a national championship for the 3SSB basketball grassroots circuit. I know these things are so long, but Adidas and 3SSB, it's called the Palmetto Road, and the road ends at the Rock. So they've kind of combined the South Carolina Palmetto with Rock Hill. We think it's a great name and it's kind of be identifiable for years to come. And the boys just concluded last weekend, and the girls will play next week, next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday at the Sports Center.
So what's happening right now with this? Nothing right this second?
Well, we don't have Adidas in town, but Big Shots is in town. So we have 250 teams in town just, you know, playing at the Sports Center and a lot of the high schools and around the area. So it's a big tournament this weekend as we get ready for Adidas and clean up from Adidas a week ago. So it doesn't stop.
So the boys were in town. We've taken a little just tiny break, and then the girls will come into town. Okay,
correct.
That's how
and this is all kind of the AAU circuit of basketball is
yeah,
travel
like, what
ball?
Are we talking about here?
Yeah, so AAU is kind of like the generalized term that people say about travel basketball, but and it used to be just AAU. Now it's everybody. And then the shoe companies, the Nikes, the Adidas, the Under Armors got involved to host their own branded events. Okay. So these teams play just for Adidas. So Adidas has their own events throughout the country. It culminates in Rock Hill. Matter of fact, the girls are in Las Vegas this weekend playing to get seeding for the tournament for the national championship.
Wow.
So all the Adidas teams play against each other for a national championship. All the Nike teams play and so forth. So
from Las Vegas to Rock Vegas.
That's right.
They're coming
that's
here.
Right. That's right.
Sounds pretty good.
And the boys, I think, are in Omaha. So
wow.
So they,
gosh.
You know.
But
yeah.
These are the best high school players in the country.
Right. Correct. Correct. And these teams sign a deal, these travel teams, if you will, AAU teams, I know that's the general term, but they sign on with the shoe company, so the shoe company supports them with gear and apparel and shoes and things like that, in hopes that when they make it to the pros, and a lot of them do, you know, 10%, I guess is a lot, will sign back with Adidas when they're playing in the pros. So then the kids will wear the shoes, and it's a whole, you know, it's a whole Michael Jordan effect. Have y'all seen that movie,
right.
Air?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the whole effect that it has.
Now, South Carolina, right? We also had we had the Nike tournament.
Correct.
In
right.
town.
South Carolina hosted the two top of the three, you know, Nike and Adidas and Under Armour's in Atlanta. So South Carolina hosted two of the shoe companies the same week. And it made it really nice for the coaches. The college coaches really liked it because they could zip from, you know, it was like a wicked triangle. So they could zip from Atlanta to here to North Augusta, and you know, oftentimes they would drive. They would also take their private jets. I mean, our airport's all—I can't remember how many private jets were there, but every university, you know, imaginable.
Lot.
Yeah,
I did ride by. I was at the gas station that I
QT.
Frequent
yeah.
very often,
okay.
And it was packed.
Yeah,
it was cars.
I
jets,
think they sell more
packed.
More fuel that week than the previous month. So it's insane. It's insane.
So let's talk some numbers if we can
sure.
a little bit. What put into perspective for folks that maybe don't follow this or really just see this as another basketball tournament, though you just explained it's a lot different. But what does this mean for the city of Rock Hill, for the Sports and Event Center, and for Mary and Joe Beer Can down the street?
Sure, yeah. So the city council, city management have done a great job in providing PRT with great facilities, as y'all know, BMX, Velodrome. Rock Hill Sports Event Center is another one of those facilities. It's we hear over and over from players, coaches, college coaches that it's the best in the country. One of my jobs is to fill that building up, and it's easy once you get them to Rock Hill. They see the beautiful city, they see the hotels, they see the sports and event center, they see how the city and the community embraces, you know, the visitors. So it's an easy sell. And then once you get them here, you know, they're bringing their team. So that, and then the teams brings the entourage, and the entourage brings the parents and the brothers and sisters. So all these tournaments that we host are benefiting all of the whole community, all the QTs, you know, buying gas, and all the Chick-fil-A's and hotels, yeah, obviously, and, you know, the economic impact for every weekend is a great value to the community and in the city. But Adidas especially is a large, you know, last year it was $6.8 million. This year it'll exceed $10 million easy.
Wow.
And, you know, to put that in perspective, Mark Sexton, our ops supervisor, used to tell me, you know, before I started working 20 years ago, if they had a $5 million economic impact for the year, that was a good year. It was a great year. Something to be proud of. Now we're doing that. And again, this is just the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. Last weekend, you had Cherry Park going with Carolina Cardinals, who did probably $3 million economic impact.
And next year, you'll have BMX.
Yeah,
the world.
Correct.
World.
Next, yeah. And yeah. That'll be 20 plus.
You remember wow. that from last oh, yeah. year. You helped right. us with parking big time there, yeah. Ryan. I'll yeah. never forget that and owe you a lot. We got
parking
there.
Boy.
We were late and it was packed. And Brian said, just come on
to
in.
To park at the ambassador. Yeah. Remember
that's
what you told
right.
us
the parking ambassador.
Well, he
right.
got us in and went from there. So we talk about that kind mm-hmm. of impact. Talk a little bit about the play that the athletes are doing on the court and how that's attracting maybe national attention. What national reporters and writers are saying?
Oh about. Yeah, it's you know, it's incredible the talent that's out there. I mean, there was a 7'6" kid that was playing from Ontario,
high school
kid. Yeah, oh, 16, 17 years old. 7'6". I mean, you can't teach height. You know, you can't coach height. But, so it was interesting to watch him play. But the talent, I mean, everybody, you know, I'm 6'2", but everybody was towering over me, and it was very impressive. But what last weekend brought, and then the girls' weekend will bring all the college coaches, because it's recruiting time for the college coaches to see these players. But it also brings the national media, local media, regional media to the area. You know, Jeff Goodman, who is a grassroots basketball guru, if you will, I saw on Twitter where he said that Adidas is quickly catching some of the other shoe companies in talent. You know, they're improving their talent, and the talent is great. And I think last year, two or three of the top five NBA players that were drafted were Adidas guys. But he also bragged on. He also said that the facility is the best, and the hospitality that the PRT rolls out and the community rolls out is top notch. It can't be beat. We provide, we have a group of people that are great and do the hospitality for the college coaches when they come. And they, you know, it's competition. You're in competition with Augusta and Atlanta. So you want to try to do everything that you can, parking, food, you know, airport, hotel, all these things got to be in line because they have a choice. Like, I can go to North Augusta and maybe watch this player, or I can go to Rock Hill and watch this player. Well, if the food's better in Rock Hill for them to eat, I'm serious.
Yeah,
if
no,
the food's better
you.
In Rock Hill, they will go to Rock Hill. And they tell us that. Hubert Davis told me that to my face, that he comes to Rock Hill because the food is so good. And that's a credit to
wow.
the girls that do the hospitality and the restaurants that provide the food.
It's the attention to detail. It's the
correct.
Mint on the pillow that will
that's
set
right.
people
that's
apart.
Right.
And it's
right.
also recreation, right? I mean, you mentioned all those folks that come in. What else are you going to do with them when they're here, when they've got downtime? Of course, we've got Carowinds right up the road.
Yep.
It's a big draw
that's right.
for us. You've got the lake. You've got other amenities
parks.
Around here that will keep people entertained, because when we've talked to folks from PRT, you're competing with not only those within your state, you're competing against other cities. I mean, how do you go up against Myrtle Beach? You got the beach.
Right.
I mean, how
correct.
Do you compete
right.
against
correct.
That?
Correct.
So you have to dangle other carrots in their face. And,
right.
and it sounds like certainly we've gone above and beyond the call of duty along those lines. So when the girls, we're speaking with Brian Jones, by the way, he's with Rock Hill PRT. He's a supervisor over there at the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. I'm bound and determined to give you a new job title.
No, thanks.
Just go back there and tell John Taylor that I just got
new
title. About the Adidas 3SSB Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament. It's the Palmetto Championships.
Palmetto Road, yep. Palmetto Road.
All that.
Yep.
Can folks still get tickets to see the ladies
absolutely.
Play? What are those dates and where do they need to go to get tickets?
Yeah, so it starts next Friday, which I believe is the 20th, with games. And we haven't got a final schedule because the girls are actually still playing this weekend to get seating. So they haven't got the schedule yet. But they'll play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the championships will actually be on Monday. So if you want to come out and watch them, you can buy tickets at the door. You can go to City of Rock Hill. We'll have cityofrockhill.com. We'll have some information online where they can go to the appropriate 3SSB and Adidas websites to buy tickets. So it's, you know, everything's online now. You can do that. But you can still, they still allow you to buy tickets at the door. For the boys' championship, you know, we seat about 1,300 in our championship court area. And there was probably 1,400 people in there. So,
wow.
So standing room only. It was a great game between a team out of Utah and a team out of Atlanta. And the team out of Utah won, so it was really neat to watch and great. The college coaches were in there. It's probably 300 college coaches watching. And now keep in mind that game was going, championship game was going on, but there were still seven games going on up on the top side where our other courts are. So college coaches were in there as well watching the games. So it was just a neat atmosphere. And the same thing will happen for the girls, and you know, next weekend.
Maybe cool. We'll see Dawn Staley.
And Kim
she will absolutely be
Kim
here.
Mulkey.
Kim Mulkey.
That's
yeah,
who it is.
She, we were you'll talking be able about. To spot her. You'll be able yeah. to spot her in the crowd.
They will absolutely be there. Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Well, Brian, kudos to you all. Kudos once
Thank
again
y'all.
To Rock Hill PRT. We're so blessed to have these facilities in our backyard. You know, visitors come in, they rant and rave about them and say how great they are. Then they go back home to their facilities.
Right.
We're lucky. These are here for us.
Our community can use them. That's correct.
That's right. All right.